to tell us more about the Rim Fire and the impact on the local communities in Tuolumne and Mariposa County, we thought we'd talk with a local resident. Joining us now on the telephone is Bob Mosier. He is a resident of the small Mariposa County community of Greeley Hill, which is just north of Coulterville and just miles from the fire lines. Bob, welcome to our program.
Well, thank you.
You're still in your home, which is close to the fire lines. Where are you in relationship to the Rim Fire and the area that is burned?
Well, it goes around us quite a ways. If I look out my front door to the east, it's just a little bit northeast, and then if I go around towards the north, it'll go right to the northwest. So it's about a quarter of the way around us. We can actually see the fire if we look towards the east. We can see it. It's about 4 miles from the house now, and we can also see it about 6 miles away on this side of Pilot Ridge.
What's the response been like from firefighters in your area in terms of protecting the residents and the property in your general vicinity?
To the north, it's they've got that part of it pretty well contained, I think. And, you know, they protected the areas of Pine Mountain Lake and Groveland, and they seem to have protected the community of Buck Meadows. And they stopped it on the north side of Highway 120 in those areas. So now the wind seems to be always blowing in that direction towards Tuolumne City and Twain Hart and some of those places.
And away from, fortunate for you, your community. Have you ever seen anything like this before in this area?
Yeah, we have had some fires up here before that were even a little bit closer and had the potential of coming towards the community a little bit more. And then, of course, there was a fire about 20 years ago that swept through the whole thing and completely burned, I believe, all the way to Sonora that time.
When it comes to evacuations, there are a number of communities that are under evacuation advisories and people have left their homes. What's the situation like in your neighborhood around 4 miles from the fire line? Have some of your neighbors left?
Yeah, I know that some of them have left. Some of them, I'm sure that in the mornings it's very smoky here, and that causes some problems for them. And there are other people who just want to get away and kind of get a head start just in case something goes wrong. But I think for the most part, you know, when you live up here, you know that this is something that can happen every year, and you just prepare for it. You make a list of what you want to take, and, you know, when we were here before during the telegraph fire, we were on a 15-minute evacuation for about 6 days, which meant that any time they could come back and tell you you've got 15 minutes to leave. And this time, I think the advisor that they have is just letting them know that they could be getting another evacuation notice soon, and just to be prepared, you know.
Have you and your wife taken steps to maybe pack up a few valuables ahead of time, or is that still something far away?
Yeah, she's been packing some things up. I had most of my valuables in the truck. You know, I've got my ATV and my mountain bike, and we were on a camping trip up in the El Dorado National Forest when we found out about this after about 5 days after it started. So we came back home. So a lot of my toys were already packed up. And she has a list of the different things, the papers and the pictures and different things that she wants to take, you know, the jewelry, any kind of valuable things that she didn't want to lose. And, yeah, we've got it kind of sitting out in the living room all there now, the file cabinets and things. And we've also got the trailer hooked up and the toys, my toys and things already in there. So I think there are several people do that. And, of course, the people with the animals, with horses and sheep and things, seem to always be prepared to have some way to get them out. So I think, as a whole, people are pretty prepared. We were just in town about an hour ago, and I see the Red Cross shelter is set up again in our community hall, because there are some people who have been evacuated for sure out in the more of the rural areas.
What's the mood like in the community right now?
You know, I think everybody's just, they call each other once in a while and ask them what they can see and how they're doing. And I think people are feeling pretty safe, but also cautious, you know.
There's been such a concern this year with the dry, extremely dry conditions throughout the mountains and foothills. This has been a concern by a lot of people this year that we would have one of these massive, massive fires. Has this been something that people have been worried about in your neck of the woods?
Well, I think they do worry a little bit more when it's dry. And we get a lot of information from CAL FIRE and different places on how to make your home defendable. You know, if you have a pretty good defendable space around your home and they can send a crew in there, they can do a pretty good job of protecting it. And I think that's more of the thing that people are concerned about, is how to make their homes defendable.
And you've taken those precautions?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm so sure that we're not going to get a fire up here. I had some weeds outside that I've been needing to take care of. I had to go spray Roundup on them again because I know they're not going to burn. So we feel pretty good here.
We've been talking with Bob Mosier. He's a resident of the small Mariposa County community of Greeley Hill. It's just north of Coulterville, and he's a few miles from the front lines of the Rim Fire, which is currently burning in Tuolumne and Mariposa counties and in Yosemite National Park. Bob, thank you so much for joining us, and please be safe.
Okay, thank you.